Okay, councillors, staff, members of the gallery, I declare the meeting opened at 6:02. Welcome to the staff, councillors and members of the gallery. Could you please all be standing up for the prayer, Lord's Prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. Please be seated. I'd like to acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation, who are the traditional custodians of this land. I would also like to pay respect to their elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to other First Nations people who may be present. I've got to read a statement of ethical obligations. Councillors are reminded of their oath and affiliation of office under Section 223A of the Local Government Act 1993 and their obligations under Council's Code of Conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. Members of the gallery, everyone present, recordings of the meetings,
recording in progress.
Please note that meetings of the Council and Council committees are audio recorded for the purpose of assisting with the preparation of minutes, meeting minutes, and promoting public transparency, that they are promptly made available to public review via Council website. Okay, we're going to apologies. I note that Councillor Hull is running late, so he shouldn't be too long. Also, our Mayor, John Faker, is attending via video link. Any other apologies? No. So, declaration of interest. Any declaration of interest? No? No declaration?
I've got a declaration of interest.
Okay, Mr. Mayor.
I declare a significant conflict of interest in item 127/22, which is the concept master plan, as my wife's relative owns a commercial building which adjoins council's car park.
Thank you, Mayor Faker.
So I will remove myself from the debate and the decision on that item.
Thank you again. Any other declarations? Declarations of political donations? Okay, so I'll just read out what we need to know. A person who makes a development application to council or any person with a financial interest in the application must disclose any reportable political donation or gift made to any councillor or officer of the council. This statutory requirement for disclosure is highlighted on forms for submission and development applications to council. Council is also obliged by law to publish details of all reportable political donations on gifts on its website. Any person present having business before council today as an applicant or other party with financial interest in such application and has not yet made an appropriate disclosure about political donation is now invited to approach the general manager to make their statutory disclosure. I note there's no declaration of political donations. 9, confirmation of minutes. I need a mover that the minutes of the general meeting held on the 18th of October 2022, copies of which were circulated to all councillors who I confirmed as true and correct recorded meeting. Councillor Crichton moved. Seconded Councillor Robinson. All in favour? Aye. Moved unanimously. Okay, so we go into agenda items as listed in the business paper.
Sorry, Mr. Deputy Mayor, I've got a mere minute.
Oh, yes, it's a late item that's come through. Our Mayor, Mr. Faker, go ahead.
I just want to know if councillors received that mere minute and do they want more time to read it? I'm happy to deal with it at the end of the agenda. It doesn't have to be now.
No, I think we should go ahead with it.
Oh. Okay, Mr. Deputy Mayor, I just want to put this minute. I've received a late invitation to a dinner by a fellow by the name of Mr. Anthony Rahil. So he's an international identity who obviously is quite well known on social media. He has his own YouTube channel. I think he's got about over 300,000 subscribers. The reason is, why is this different, and why I wanted to present him with a commemorative plaque is because he has already done a blog on Burwood, and he's also attending again tomorrow, of which I've been invited to a dinner. But I want to thank him for his civic work that he does in promoting not just international cuisines and places around the world, but connecting people's diversity and heritage to those places. And he's quite well supported on social media and quite an identity, so he's quite well known. So the gift, I think, was in the order of $300. It's a commemorative plaque, which is just like a commemorative plate, which has an engraved wording on there, which pretty much says that council welcomes, or not council, the community, on behalf of the community, council acknowledges and welcomes him in the Burwood City area, and for helping promote the Burwood City area, and thanks him for that support. I note in seeing some of his videos already, he's actually been out to Burwood already. So he's done a couple of radio interviews out here, as well as visited a number of restaurants and blogged about those. He's from Lebanon, so he's actually come from overseas, and he has travelled around the world promoting cities and restaurants and places. So on that basis, considering I was invited, I was asked if I would like to speak and make a presentation, I thought, as I have done in the past, make this presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I have a mover for the motion.
I'm happy to take questions, Mr.
Mayor. Oh, okay, sorry. Any questions, please?
Can I just ask Mr. Mayor, hello up there, is the blog readily available, the one on board? Is it easy to find?
I found it today. I thought he was coming out tomorrow to do the blog, but apparently he's coming out again tomorrow. But there was one that he came out last week, so it was online. I think it's just if you follow his if you just do his name on YouTube and look at, I think it's called No Garlic, No Onions is the site. So I think his last spot was in Dubai somewhere or in Italy. I can't remember.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Thanks.
Councillor Kutcher, yes.
Yeah, just it's a question, but I guess a request for a possible amendment there as well, Mr. Mayor. Note in the commentary you've got the gift may be valued at up to $350. I just wonder if that could be included in the wording of the motion itself, just so that there is a monetary limit in the council resolution.
Yeah, happy for that. I think that's not an issue. The actual commemorative plate, I think, it's not that expensive. It's when you get it engraved. But I think, Jackie, and we have had previous presentations like this to overseas delegations or visiting, whether it might be, you know, if we ever have the Premier come out for a special event where sometimes we might make a presentation or things like that. So it's not... We're not setting a precedence. It has been done in the past, but I have no issue putting the figure up to $350. I think it was $320, but I'm just put up to $350 in the actual motion part itself. So the council endorsed the gifting of a commemorative plaque up to the value of $350 to Mr. Anthony Rahil.
You're happy with that? So it's passed by Councillor Espa, seconded by Councillor Crichton. All in favour? Aye. Carried unanimously. Against? None. Okay. Our next agenda item is 113/22, the planning proposal. Sorry, I just want to note that Councillor Hull... came in at 6:09 p.m. So item 113/22, planning proposal. Group Heritage Listing of Federation Dwellings Associated with the Appian Way Conservation Area. Do I have a mover for that? I move by Councillor Robertson, seconded by Councillor Kocher. Any speakers for? Against? I put the motion.
Well, I've got a question.
Okay.
Okay. Can I just ask to Acting General Manager through you, with regards to the inclusion of these properties now or the planning proposal to have the heritage item, do we have a possible, one, time frame, and two, what's the process if we... I know we're going to write for the support to nominate the Appian Way Heritage Conservation Area as a state heritage listing. Do we know what the actual process is and how long that could take?
Through you, Deputy Mayor, we'll refer that to the Director of City Strategy.
Thank you. Rita, are you able to respond to that, just in terms of the time frames?
We are looking to submit the planning proposal as soon as we get a council resolution. So it'll go in before Christmas. I have spoken to the Department of Planning and we're hoping that we can get a gateway determination before the end of the year. The only issue is we've put 2 months in the time frame to engage with the owners of those properties. Generally, it's a 28-day time frame, but we've pushed that out to 2 months just in case we need to do some further engagement because the department may require that as part of this process. So in terms of the actual time frame for the planning proposal, we're looking at 9 months for completion of the planning proposal to get it gazetted. Once we go in for gateway, we're going to commence the process for state listing, and that can be up to 12 months for that process. And the state listing will apply to trying to get the conservation area listed as a state conservation area.
And Mr. Deputy Mayor, can I just ask just a follow-on question with regards to the consultation process with the residents that we're undertaking? Are we going to be providing them with like an info type sheet to talk about the pros and the cons of the listing and what it means, so we don't have a misinformation sort of campaign go on where residents could be sort of like a scare campaign run? So can we, like, will it at least show the pros and the reasons why it would be good to actually list it and have it as a state listed item?
So through you, Deputy GM and Mr. Mayor, we're proposing that once we get a resolution of council tonight, we're going to send letters to all the owners in the next week, just advising them of that a report's been presented to council, what the process is, what the benefits will be. And that will be even before we get a gateway. Then once we get a gateway determination, we'll be consulting again as per the requirements of the Act in terms of that process. So, yes, we will be going out before and then continuing to engage with them throughout the process.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions before I put the motion? All those for the motion, show of hands. Okay, that's Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robinson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Espar and Councillor Faker. So it carried unanimously. Okay, so the next item is item 114/22, Draft Unity Place Plan on Management, the adoption of that. Do we have a mover? I move Councillor Espar, seconded by Mayor Faker.
I've got a question.
Yes.
Sorry, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I just want to ask, with regards to... I didn't second that, by the way. It was Councillor Crichton that seconded.
Go ahead.
I've got a question, if I can. With regards to 49 Belmore Street, that's the retail space that's on the corner. Is that correct? Just to clarify.
through you, Deputy Mayor, I'll refer that to Director of Corporate Services.
Thank you, General Manager. Through you, Deputy Mayor. Yes, it is.
Okay. So my question is, obviously, the plan of management isn't talking about leasing Unity Place itself. It's more so about leasing that retail shop space.
That's correct.
So can I confirm a follow-on question, if I can, through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor? I'm just confirming, so Unity Place remains open as a as open space or public space for the community?
Through you, Deputy Mayor, yes, I can confirm that that is the intent and that is the plan.
Okay.
Okay. No further question. Oh, there's one more question. Councillor Crichton, go
Actually,
ahead.
Perhaps two further questions. Thank you. Just with 49 Belmore Street. In the report, it says the net proceeds from the leasing back of the commercial space known as 49 Belmore Street can be reinvested back into the community. What kind of dollar value would that attract is my first question. And the second one is I couldn't find a review date for the document. So once this is adopted, and given that it's a very new space within Burwood, what would a reasonable time be for us to review the plan of management? So two questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, I refer to our Manager of Property Services.
Okay. Through you, Deputy Mayor. Just to answer your first question, at the moment we're looking at market value or market rate of about $650 per square metre. It's a 520 square metre space, which works out to be about just over $330,000 a year. There are some heavy incentives at the moment, just as market. That's just unfortunately off the back of COVID. There could be anywhere from 20 to 30% incentives offered. So there will be obviously an adjustment on that per year. And in terms of the term for review, normally it's a 5-year, I think, because community land as well, you know, if you are looking at licenses or leases, we can't offer more than a 5-year lease on community land currently as well. So we probably look at a 5-year plan of management review. Yep.
Follow-on question, if I can.
Yes.
Mr. Deputy Mayor. With regards to 49 Belmore Street, is it still on the market, or are we currently close to leasing that out, or is there anything you can disclose in an open public meeting?
Through you, Deputy Mayor, we definitely have a lot of interest in the space, but as you can appreciate, we can't enter or confirm that interest and those lease or license agreements until a plan of management is in place. We actually need a plan of management in place, and being that the first categorisation of land since a contribution has to be in place before we can confirm a lease or license. So yes, we have interest.
And if I can through you again, Mr. Deputy Mayor, so do we envisage, like in the first quarter of 2023, we will have a report to council with a proposal?
Through you, Deputy Mayor, we definitely have interest, and the intent is to have an agreement in the first quarter of 2023. And whether there would be a proposal to council, that's probably as part of our operational, that's our negotiation, whether we put forward to council as well for that lease.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No further questions. So it was moved by Councillor Esbar, seconded by Councillor Crichton. I'll put the motion. All for?
Aye.
So show of hands, Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robinson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Esbar, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor. Thank you. Carried unanimously. Okay, we have a late item. I think it was the ordinary late item for the 1/12822 Burwood Council's annual report. There's a slight, I'd recommend a slight amendment to the recommendation. If I could just read that. To enable errors in the annual report to be dealt with, it is proposed an amendment be made so that the resolution needs to reads as follows. Resolution reads as follows. One, Council endorses the Council, Burwood Council's annual report 2021 to 2022. And two, the Acting General Manager is authorised to make minor topographical and proofing corrections prior to publication of this report. Do we have a mover for that amendment to the motion? Okay, Councillor Crichton, and a seconder to that, Councillor Espire. Okay, do we have any speakers for, speakers against? Any questions? I put the motion. All those in favour of the motion, hands up. Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Espire, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay, next item is item 115/22, adoption of audited financial reports for the year ending 30th of June 2022. Do we have a mover? I moved Councillor Crichton, seconded Councillor Espire. Do we have a speaker for? Speaker against? Any questions? Okay, I put the motion. Okay, show of hands. Those for the motion, Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Espire, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay. Next item, 116/22, budget review for quarter ending the 30th of September 2022. So do we have a mover for that? Moved Councillor Crichton, seconded Councillor Espire. Do we have speakers for? Any questions? Yeah.
Thank you. Could I ask through you, please, Mr. Acting Mayor? I couldn't find the reference notes for item number 5, the rental income, in the report.
Okay.
Just wondering if, I wanted to ask about Elsie Street and Belmore Street, that's all. Thank you.
Through the General Manager.
Thank you.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, refer to Director of Corporate Services.
Thank you, General Manager. I might pass this over to Council CFO.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. At the first quarterly budget review, there were no changes to the budget in those areas.
So, any speakers against? I can put the motion. All those for, hands up. Councillor Crichton, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Hull, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Espark, Councillor Faker, Mayor Faker, and Councillor Manor. Carried unanimously. Okay, items 119/22 codes of conduct and procedures for the administration of the codes of conduct / adoption. Do I have a mover for that?
Can I move with an amendment, please?
Yes, Mayor Faker.
Can I move as per the recommendation but delete part 2?
Sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Mayor, please?
I move as per the recommendation but delete part 2, which is the section that refers to the endorsed minutes of each meeting be forwarded to the state member and the federal member.
I've skipped an item, have I?
Yes.
Sorry.
On the Sustainability and Environment Advisory Committee.
Okay, sorry, Mr. Mayor, I skipped. My apologies. It should have been 117/22, Investment Report, is that right? Page 375. So We have a mover and a seconder. A mover for that. We said, is that the one that you wanted to make amendments to, Mr. Veer? Or? No,
sorry,
it's not. It's the next one.
What item are we on?
Item 117/22.
No, I'm talking about 118.
Yep, sorry, that's my fault. So items 117/22, investment report, as of the 31st of October 22, moved Councillor Crichton, seconded Councillor Robertson. Okay, we have speakers for, against. I'll put the motion. All those favour? Councillor Crichton, Councillor Pohl, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Esper, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor. Carried unanimously. Okay, the next item 118/22, Sustainable Environmental Advisory Committee, updated terms of reference and meeting minutes. Is that the one that you wanted to make amendments to?
Yeah, I'm happy to move with an amendment if I can.
Yes, go ahead.
To remove part two of the motion or the recommendation.
Okay, seconder for that. There's Councillor Crichton. Okay. Okay, so I removed that the endorsed minutes of each meeting to be forwarded to the state member for Strathfield and the federal member for Reid. Okay. So any speakers for?
I wish to...
Sorry, go ahead, Councillor Mayor Faker. You speak for.
Thank you. I just want to move, as per the recommendation, thank the staff for undertaking their investigation. My question was to obviously work closer with the state and federal member on any possible grant funding that may be available for the Sustainability Committee and the Climate Action Committee, and whether we could target community batteries. I think the approach from what I understand in the report, while we could invite them to be parts of the committee, it would mean a change in the terms of reference. At this stage, it's been recommended not to change that, so I'm happy with that. I don't think we should be sending them the minutes of our committee meetings because there's no obligation to send them the minutes. If anything comes from the Sustainable Committee, then I'm happy to write to them via the office officially. So I don't think it should be... There should be a process or a precedent set that we now forward committee minutes to the state and federal member.
Okay. So any speakers, further speakers on the... Go ahead, Councillor Crichton.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Just a question in relation to the content of the report itself, which mentions the next meeting being on the 15th of November. So I checked my calendar and I couldn't see that meeting in there. I just wondered whether or not that's a correct... That information is correct, needs to be updated, or what we do about that.
Okay, through the General Manager.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, refer to the Director of City Strategy.
Through you, Deputy Mayor. We have to extend an apology to yourself, Councillor Kutcher, and I think yourself, Councillor Manor. Unfortunately, the invitation to you just weren't forwarded to you for that meeting, which was an oversight on our part. I think to remedy the situation, we will be inviting the Resilient Sydney Group, who presented to the committee, back to present to all the councillors, and I think there's a lot of very good information they're providing through their Resilient Sydney portal about energy use and consumption that I think all the members, councillors would like to be aware of, but again, apologies on behalf of the officers and very much an oversight on our part.
Thank you for that. Okay, I'll put the motion. Those for the motion? Amended motion. Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Esper, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay, next item is the Code of Conduct and Procedures for Administration, the Codes of Conduct Adoption. So do I have a mover for that item?
Move that way.
Thank you, Mayor Faker. Seconded, Councillor Hull. Do we have any speakers for? Against? I'll put the motion. Okay. Show of hands, please. Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Esper, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor carried unanimously. Thank you. So the next item is 120/22, gifts and benefits policy adoption. Do we have moved as per Mayor Faker? Seconded. Seconded. Councillor Esper. Any speakers for? Against? I put the motion. Put your hands up for, So for the motion, Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Hull, Councillor Esper, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor. Thank you. Next item is the interaction between council officials policy adoption. Do we have a mover for that? A mover, Councillor Crichton. Seconded, Councillor Esper. Do we have speakers for? Speakers against? Questions? I put the motion. Those for the motion, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Hull, Councillor Crichton, Councillor Esper, Mayor Faker and Councillor Menner carried unanimously. Okay, item 123/22, Code of Meeting Practice, the time limits for speakers and recording votes. Do we have a mover for that?
Sorry, is it 123 or 122?
So 123/22? No, so 124. Oh, where am I? 122/22.
Is that right?
Councillor Briefings and Workshops Policy. I need my glasses, I'm sorry. Okay, Councillor Briefings and Workshops Policy, Council Meetings, Briefings and Workshop Schedule for 2023. So do we have a mover for that? Councillor Crichton, seconded Councillor Robertson. Mm-hmm. Those in favour? Speakers against? Those in favour? Hands of show. Councillor Crichton, Councillor Hull, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Esper, Councillor Manor, and Mayor Faker. Thank you. So item 123/22, the Code of Meeting Practice, time limits for speakers and recording of votes. Do you have a mover for that?
Can I move the motion with an amendment, but I would or move for a deferral, because I wouldn't mind having a workshop on this to see how councillors feel about it, if I can, Deputy Mayor.
Sure.
I'm happy to move a deferral or ask councillors. My issue is with regards to the model code providing two options. So how about I move the motion that council adopt option one and then get some feedback from councillors, and I'm happy to then withdraw the motion and defer, and I can state my reasons. So option one, which is that individual votes of councillors are recorded if a councillor who has made a dissenting vote, that means votes against, requests that their vote be recorded in the minutes, or when at least two councillors challenge the result of a vote and call for a division. I'm not stuck on it. I just want to get some feedback, because we seem to be, if I get a seconder just for discussion.
Okay, so do I have a seconder? Councillor Crichton? Yes, go ahead.
My reasoning is this, is obviously it's been changed. I mean, we had that forever in the model code. And while I understand the principles of adopting part two, I just think it sort of stunts or dents the flow of the actual meeting. We're spending more time raising our hands and outlining who's voted, rather than actually be spending that time on the actual items. The thing is, if the purpose of the recording of votes is what is important, well, it still does have to, you still have to have a division and record it for planning items, which is probably the important items where you want to know how voting, you need a proper record of that. On other items, for example, like the financial report or councillor briefings on workshops or code of conducts or whatever else it may be, councillors still have the option to put their hand up and say, we've voted against, and it gets recorded. It just means when you're reading the minutes that everyone was at the meeting voted for it, unless you've stated your name as unless you state that you want your name as voting against, or two councillors call for a division, which is what we've done in the past, which then records the whole voting. So that's my point. I wouldn't mind hearing the view of councillors. The other item was with regards to the increase in speaking time from 3 minutes to 5. We've always had 3 minutes and granted extensions to councillors by 3 minutes, which technically gives you 6 anyway, rather than going to 5.
So any other speakers? Councillor Robertson?
I just want to echo the Mayor's statements about raising their hands. Totally.
Okay. Councillor Kutcher?
Yeah, I'd speak against that. I think it's a basic transparency measure, and I'm surprised that we would have any issue with it. I think it... it's just fundamental. People out in the community who are reading over the minutes shouldn't have to, you know, look or dig, you know, or make inquiries to find out how their councillors have voted on any given matter. And I think the financial reports all the more so than a planning matter, quite frankly.
Okay. Any other speakers? Councillor Hull?
Yes. Well, in respect of the voting procedure, it seems to me that you know, councillors who, you know, wish to vote against a motion should, you know, draw that to the attention of the chairperson and object. And that be recorded in the minutes. That seems to be a reasonable procedure, rather than recording everyone's vote on every occasion, and that someone who isn't voting is presumed to be voting against it. Seems to me, I mean, in other words, I basically concur with the Mayor on that one. And in respect of time for speaking, I differ slightly. I would have thought 5 minutes is standard, it seems that way for most councils. So I would propose 5 minutes.
I concur, Councillor Hull.
So any other comments? So it would be worthwhile to have a... deferral and have a workshop on it, absolutely. There's a few questions to be raised. I would support that.
Can I withdraw my motion, Mr. Deputy Mayor, and move a motion for deferral?
Yes. Seconder Crichton, Councillor Crichton.
So I move that. So obviously the current process will stay in place, and I move that for deferral, and that councillors and staff have a workshop for councillors to discuss and look at options on this issue. It's not urgent, so it could be later this year or next year. It doesn't matter. It's not an urgent thing for me, and it's not about... And I hear the concerns that were raised with regards to transparency. I can give you an absolute assurance. It's not about not making our decisions transparent. I would really love to see a comparison of the minutes, you know, as an example, mocked up with both options to see how a resident would read it. My understanding was if you're actually reading the minutes, you will see that the councillors have actually voted for the adoption of that motion unless stated that they've voted against. So it doesn't hide the fact that you're voting for an item. My other question then would be also in the briefing and workshop, could the names be recorded via a show of hands? And is there a more efficient way to do it? So unless someone says that they've voted against, you just move on to the next item. So that's a question that I'll put to governance at our workshop. So that might be a compromise where rather than actually having to read each person's name out, you raise your hand, it's obviously recorded. Unless you then state that you voted against, you can say it was adopted unanimously, which technically means everyone voted for it. Rather than having to count the names of each councillor. So you can still record it the same way. That might be an option that I think I will put at the briefing. So, for example, if this wasn't a unanimous decision, you'd call it unanimous. You don't have to go through each name. And then in the minutes, it gets recorded as Councillor Manor, Councillor Esper, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robinson and Councillor Hull and Councillor Faker. So it's still showing that in the minutes, but we're not stopping at every vote, raising your hand and calling everyone's name out.
Okay. So I'll put the motion for the deferral that was moved by Mayor Faker, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Those for the motion. So the show of hands shows everyone vote.
Sorry, just my question, because on my screen I can't see that the recommendation. So it just says that the council defers the report. Does that defers the report for a council workshop? Yes, okay. Sorry.
Okay, so Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robinson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Esper, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor, the motion was carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay, next item, 124/22, the temporary suspension. Temporary suspension of an alcohol prohibited area at Woodstock Park. Do we have a move for that? Move Councillor Crichton, seconded Councillor Robertson. Do we have speakers?
Question, please.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can I just confirm that councillors received the invitation to the Merrill Christmas party?
Yes, everyone's acknowledging that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Okay, so any speakers for? Against? Okay, I put the motion. Okay, Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Esper, Mayor Faker, and Councillor Manor carried unanimously. Thank you. So the next item number 125/22, the park hire fee waiver for the use of Henley Park, Enfield, the Rovers FC World Cup soccer event. So do I have a mover for that? Mover, Councillor Crichton, seconded Councillor Robertson. Do we have speakers for?
Just quickly, I'd just like to acknowledge that there is a new president at Enfield Rovers, and I think this is a wonderful initiative. Enfield Rovers is one of our two soccer clubs within Burwood LGA, and after all of the money that council has invested there during the last term of council and going forward, we've just won the funding for the remaining two field upgrades. This is really pleasing to see that the new leadership team of Enfield Rovers is getting behind community, and I wish them well for the event. I hope to pop down at some stage and encourage everyone to have a look at it as well. It would be very interesting to see how they carry it off, but if you don't try, you don't know, do you? So I wish them well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other speakers for? Okay, speakers against? Okay, I'll put the motion. All those for? Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robinson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Esper, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay, the road resheet program for 20223. I just wanted to let you know if there's any questions on this issue, we need to go into a closed session because of confidentiality. So if there's... do we have a mover for this?
I'll move with a question if I can.
Okay, Councillor Mayor Faker.
Yeah, it's not a question regarding the actual contract. It's just on selection of roads.
Okay, I've got to get a second and then. Councillor Crichton. Go ahead, Mr. Faker.
My question is, through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, is with the roads that have been selected, what process did Council undertake to identify those roads as requiring a resheet?
Your question through our Acting General Manager.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, I'll get Bill, our Manager of Assets, to answer that question.
Through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. The roads were chosen through our asset management system. We have an asset management system called Ascetic, which all the condition assessment information is in. We use a module called Predictor, which is in Ascetic, and that with the available budget, we run the program and it comes out with the roads that are due for renewal.
And my follow-on question is, considering the item, why was it just not dealt with in confidential? Because another confidential item, read the supplier. Why was the report split?
Councillor Mayor Faker, sorry, could you repeat that question?
My question was, why has the report been split? Why was it just not dealt with as a confidential item or an item in open session?
You, Acting General Manager.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, I'll ask our Governance Manager to answer that.
Thank you, through you, Mr. Chair. The answer to that question is that we are obliged under local government practice, under the Local Government Act, to maintain a high level of transparency. And a lot of the content of the report is not sensitive or confidential. So we have chosen to separate those parts which are sensitive. If they then become the subject of debate, then the council needs to resolve to move into confidential session to proceed with that part of the discussion. This is a fairly straightforward type of report and should routinely be presented in such a way.
Okay, another question from Councillor Hole.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. can I ask the relevant council officer, in firstly, the system that that seems to govern the generation of the list for roads to be resheeted, is there some recording in that system of the number or the incidence of potholes in streets, and is that a consideration in the compiling of this list, this resheeting list?
Through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, yes, definitely comes into consideration, the potholes, and also the condition, the assessment that's done every 4 years. So all the information is imported into Ascetic as a management system, and the worst condition roads, of course, are then prioritised as per the budget.
Okay, Councillor Crichton.
Can I make a suggestion through you, please, Mr. Acting General Acting Mayor and General Manager? Just with the list that's been provided, maybe it's been taken from a spreadsheet, but for clearer accessibility, be handy to have the suburbs listed. I knew most of the suburbs where the streets fall, not all of them, but I just think to improve the quality of the report, that would be a helpful addition. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, that's noted. Right. Okay, thank you.
And just a further question, if I can.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
Just a point to note also to Councillor Crichton's message, it would be great if the streets were also tabulated in alphabetical order. Just easier to read, I think, especially if you're looking for your own street to see if you need to declare an interest or not. It was just harder. Anyway, my question is with regards to the recycled crushed glass. Will that be applied to all the roads and that will be used through the SS Rock contract on this?
Through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, yes, they will be. Mr. Mayor.
And a follow-on question. We recently did some trials on Park Avenue in Burwood. Do we have any preliminary results on that, or was that with the actual tyre rubber?
That's with the Cromarabarashville demonstration project. SS Rock are currently undertaking a tender for those works on behalf of all the councils.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no further questions. I put the motion. So a show of hands for the motion. Councillor Croydon, Councillor Robinson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Espar, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor. Carried unanimously. Okay, we have a late item, authorisation of acting general manager to sign voluntary planning agreements. Do we have a mover for that, please? It's moved by Councillor Crichton and seconded by Councillor Robinson. Any speakers for? The speakers against? I'll put the motion. All those for? Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robinson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Espar, Councillor Manor and Mayor Faker. Carried unanimously. Okay, we have three information items. We can go into each one or just combine. No, I think, yeah, just each one. Yeah. Item RC/1222, the Burwood Local Government Committee, November 2022. Do we have a mover? Oh, yeah.
I'll move it, but I've got a question.
Sure. So we moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Espar. So we have a question.
Thank you. I was very pleased to see on the Traffic Committee report the street party in Fitzroy Street at Croydon. That leads me to my question. Do we promote street parties?
Okay, question through the General Manager.
Through you, Deputy Mayor. I might refer to Acting Director of Community Life in terms of events, street parties. Do we promote them? No, you want to take that on notice? Yeah, take that on notice.
Okay, we'll take that on notice. Okay, so any other questions? Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Councillor Robertson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Crichton, Councillor Espar, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor. Carried unanimously. So the next item is a very important one, RC/13/22, 150 East Committee Meeting Minutes, Tuesday, 8th of November 22. So I'll move for that motion, for that item, Councillor Crichton, seconded Councillor Espar. Do we have any speakers for? Speakers against? I'll put the item. Those in favour? Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Espar, Councillor Hull, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Crichton, Councillor Manor, and Mayor Faker. Carried unanimously. Okay, the last item on the committee reports is the RC/14/22 Multicultural Advisory Committee Minutes. Do we have a mover for that? I moved by Councillor Espar, seconded by Councillor Robertson. Do we have any speakers for? Against? Any questions? I'll put the motion. Those for it. Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Espar, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Crichton, Mayor Faker and Councillor Manor. Carried unanimously. Okay, I need a motion to go into closed session for the confidential item. Councillor Hull moved, seconded Councillor Robertson. Carried unanimously. Back into normal business, general business 7:10. Okay, so I hand over to General Manager to read the result of the confidential item.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, during closed session, Council resolved that the General Manager provide Council with a report outlining the options that have been considered for the location identified in the report 127/22.
Okay, it brings our meeting to a close. So meeting closed at 7:11 p.m. Thank you, everyone.